But I do want to acknowledge generous funding from the Tripp Center at the University of Connecticut and the Donahue Research Foundation in West Hartford, who made this research possible. This is also a large collaborative effort, a community-university partnership between the Center for Public Health and Health Policy at UConn, and also our community partner, the Hartford Food System. Many people involved with data collection, data analysis, working within corner stores in Hartford. Just to kind of shape this, this session is primarily about WIC changes, but I know many of you I've seen at other sessions looking at urban food environments, corner store initiatives, and that's where this work really stems from, in that there's a booming amount of literature showing the lack of supermarkets and quality, affordable food in primarily urban, low-income, high-minority areas, and that this lack of food access contributes or may contribute to the health disparities that we see in diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and at the same time in these same communities there is a plethora of small stores that sell primarily energy-dense, high-caloric food that are very, very available for at-risk families. And that is kind of the context in which this research was done. Hartford, Connecticut specifically, I don't think Hartford is really unique when we look at urban centers. This is true of many, many places around the country. There are many people working on urban corner store initiatives, Philadelphia, Baltimore, San Francisco, et cetera, et cetera. Hartford is has a population of about 120,000 people. It's not that big. We have one major supermarket, several medium-sized stores that vary regionally, but in our area they are C-Town, Save More, Price Right, Save a Lot, and I think in the literature on food environments we're missing that piece a little bit, that we talk about the major supermarkets and the small teeny stores, and these medium-sized stores are, you're less likely to see them in suburban areas, but they have kind of the generic off-brand named foods. This is where the majority of our low-income families are buying most of their food. But they shop very frequently at these small corner stores, often on a daily basis. Many Hartford residents don't own cars. A third of Hartford residents and almost half of all kids in Hartford are living below the poverty line. We did some qualitative work with customers at corner stores and store owners to understand their perceptions of buying and selling healthy food. Many residents told us it was hard to afford fruits and vegetables, and corner store owners emphasized how important WIC certification is to their business. Many of these small corner store owners are just scraping by, and being able to have WIC is hugely important to their business. This was part of a community-based evaluation. We partnered with the Hartford Food System because they've been around for over 30 years in Hartford, and in 2006 they created a healthy food retailer initiative to encourage small corner stores to sell healthier food, to shift from junkier food to healthy food. They recruited 40 stores in this initiative, and right about the time that they were starting this program, we partnered with them to help evaluate their project. I won't talk about that a lot because what I'm really focusing on today is measuring changes to the new WIC food policy change, which is why you're here today. But over the course of a year, we measured changes to the overall availability, quality, and promotion of healthy foods in the corner stores. And similar to Stacy, we used a modified version of NEMS. I really won't go into a lot of detail of exactly what we measured because it's part of the bigger evaluation. The sampling frame was a list of grocery stores from Dun and Bradstreet, and we paired that with a list of all WIC stores from our Connecticut Department of Public Health. To compare the intervention stores to control stores, we needed a sample of 50 stores, and we matched these by store size, WIC certification, and zip code within Hartford, so we had geographic diversity within the city. And from January 2009 to this past January, we completed 4 store inventories and 52 stores. in Hartford. So this was our study design. We had a natural experiment where we had two pretests where we have full store inventories in the winter of 2009, again in the summer. And in Connecticut, our WIC food policy change took place October 1st. And then we had two store inventories post. So we have this really nice pre-post comparison. We did a full inventory based on a modified NEMS, but specifically for the WIC changes, we were looking at availability and quality of fruits and vegetables, including fresh. For canned fruit, we looked at those canned with 100% juice or light syrup, frozen fruits and vegetables, the availability of whole grains and low-fat dairy. This is a little bit of a typo here. We had two researchers who conducted the inventories in all of the stores. This is an important piece for any of you who are doing corner store work or are familiar with the literature or are hoping to do something similar. I think store size matters a lot, as you'll see in the results. And often we talk about the large supermarkets, maybe in medium-sized stores, and then small stores. And they're all lumped together in a homogenous group. And from our research, that it varies quite a bit within even the small stores. We used a laser measure from, it's a Stanley laser measure from Home Depot. Not expensive. You stand against a wall, you point the laser. When you see the back wall, you press the button, you go to the other wall. Here, beep. Very easy, very feasible. The store owners had no problem with us doing it. We had two data collectors when we went into the stores. We each measured twice, and then we averaged those. Very feasible, and I think really important when you're looking at small stores. We paid the store owners $5 for each inventory. And then the results. Our stores average 650 square feet. So these are really small stores. The larger stores were around 1,000 to 2,500 square feet. So we were not looking at those medium-sized stores. These are smallish stores. In one urban area. They reflect the demographics of Hartford, predominantly Hispanic and Black, high poverty in the neighborhoods. The stores were owned on average for about 7 years. We had a couple stores that changed ownership, and two stores closed outright. You know, just they weren't there when we went to do the second or third measurements. A couple of the stores that changed ownerships, we asked if they were willing to participate in the study. We consented them, and so we were able to get additional measures. A little under half of the stores were certified for WIC, and the WIC stores were more likely to be larger stores. Comparing the reliability of our measure, we had high inter-rater reliability. So looking at baseline at our first measurement in January 2009, on average, stores carried 3.5 types of fruits and 5 different types of vegetables. And again, these are small stores that we're talking about here. When we think of the food desert and there's no access to healthy food, on average, our stores did have quality fresh fruits and vegetables. The only significant difference between WIC and non-WIC was in low-fat milk. And you'll see that 100% of our WIC stores at baseline carried reduced fat, 2%, 1%, or skim, compared to under half of the non-WIC stores. So perhaps all the nutrition education that WIC is doing to encourage people, you know, even before the change, made a difference. Thank you. Very limited availability of whole grains at the baseline. Then the new WIC policy took effect. So we've got, you know, WIC was permanently established in 1974 after about 35 years of the same original food package. Finally, we're very excited about the new changes, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat milk. Some of them are optional. In Connecticut, our minimum inventory requirements for it's 1 fresh fruit, 1 fresh vegetable, and 2% milk. So it's nice hearing the differences between states. These are specifically for the WIC stores, looking at changes among the WIC stores. And you can see if they carried all of the revised food package, all 15, many of them are optional, so not all of those were carrying those. But in terms of the minimum inventory, huge jump. Most of them were already carrying low-fat milk, so we don't see a really significant difference, but the whole grains is where you see the really big jump from pre to post food policy change. And then this is where the really exciting changes take place. We wanted to look at comparing WIC versus non-WIC stores. And because we had two pre and two post, it was important to look at the differences between the slopes, not just a linear trend, but really from time one to time two, time two to three, three to four. So we used a hierarchical linear model. We controlled for neighborhood ethnicity and poverty using census data at the block group level, also controlling for store size, years of ownership, and using a manual selection to determine the most significant covariates to look at the slope and changes. And what we see is this is over time, our non-WIC stores in blue and the WIC stores, this is for fruit scores, a significant difference over time. And the changes that I'll show next, all of them had significant differences based on square footage. Again, the importance of looking at the size of the stores. The larger stores tended to carry more healthy food items, but even controlling for store size, WIC made a significant difference in the availability of fruit and also for vegetables. Not as big a difference in the vegetables because I think they were already carrying a fair amount at the beginning. At the baseline, they were carrying on average 5 types of vegetables. But again, still significant even when controlling for store size. And then looking at whole grains, and it's really nice to see these are the winter to spring are before the food policy change, then we have the policy change, and continued increases in the whole grains. I think another trend that we'll start to see is the spillover effect as stores that are carrying more whole grains and other people in the community who are maybe hearing about whole wheat bread, whole wheat tortillas, potentially requesting those in non-WIC stores too. The lessons learned, we talk so much about food deserts, and I think it's nice to look at some of the oases that we see. Hartford is a very poor community with large health disparities, and having a WIC store nearby can make a huge difference in whether or not you have access to these healthy foods. The WIC policy change made a difference overnight. As we went into the stores, you could very clearly see WIC versus non-WIC. Thank you. The large stores and the WIC certified stores were more likely to carry these healthy foods. And despite the minimum inventory of just requiring one fresh fruit, one fresh vegetable, most all of these stores carried way more than those, which is encouraging. And yet at the same time, most of these healthy foods were not promoted within the stores. Some of the recommendations I would give for others who are trying to do corner store initiative work is to work with a small group of stores, build those relationships. Because we were in these stores a lot and measuring their food, we provided certificates for the stores that made big changes, so these are some of the pictures. Providing technical assistance for these small stores to make sure that they can maintain their minimum inventory, as Stacy was talking about, it'll be important to look at these trends over time. And pairing supply with demand. The stores have to carry these items to maintain their certification, but over time, if there really isn't demand for them, it will be more challenging for the stores to keep their certification. Promoting these stores, we're hearing anecdotally from our WIC office that WIC moms are underutilizing their vouchers, so that if they have a $5 coupon for fruits and vegetables, they're using $3. So working with the store owners to package foods in a creative way so that the moms can come in and they know, I can buy this for $3, I can utilize the full amount of my benefit. And when we're looking at food environment research, looking at corner store work, store size is really important even at the small size level. And many of a lot of the literature on corner store work until recently has not controlled for, statistically accounted for WIC certification, which is hugely important with these results. And then finally, it's exciting, the Hartford Food System that I've been partnering with, they're taking these results and recommendations for the next phase of their work. This is Stacy Lopez, who's their new outreach coordinator, who is working with a small group of stores to build on these results and to use these to increase demand and supply for healthy food. So thank you.